a tape will go on. Let's see, four of the numbers, they being 982-765-982-5, and what's the last one? 98-99, Van Nuys line, okay?
Right.
Now, and plus whatever else might be forwarding over here. What happens is at that time, there'll be a tape going on, which will have nine questions on it. Nine questions. After you hear the questions, one of us will magically pop onto the line and ask if you have an answer to one of the questions. At that time, if you do have an answer, you give it to us. If you get the answer wrong, you are immediately dumped, and you have to redial and listen to the questions again. Or you can go research some of the questions. My music ran out, so we'll just magically push review. There we go. That's part of Renee edit with the cassette. Okay, where were we? Okay, you get dumped if you get the question wrong. If you get the question right, we give you a word. Now, that word is part of a phrase. As you get each question right, you get more words to that phrase. The first person then to call up 982-6 with the correct complete phrase is the winner of the dump quiz. All right? And, of course, then we have no name, and at that time, you'll win an album. And we'll tell you more about that tomorrow night. In the meantime, any questions on the dump quiz will be answered between 7:30 and 8, and they're laughing, tomorrow night. And the dump quiz will start at 8. After dump quiz will be conference. Yes, anything else you want to add?
Hello.
Okay. Goodbye. This tape will repeat.
The history of telephone entertainment will continue with part 7 beginning Monday, October 13th. This is the feedback supplementary line on 765-6000. We now join with part 7 of the history of telephone entertainment presented by Bert from Beverly Hills.
Feedback had a very slow beginning and finally had to find itself of what it was going to be. And I really at first did not want to become a comment line. And people kept telling me, well, Feedback's the name of a comment line. I said, yeah, well, I'll just have comments on the side. But it branched into that. And then after Fun Phone was disconnected, well, Feedback was connected about the time Fun Phone was disconnected. And later on in that year, a few months had gone by, when Stu Funson had approached me and asked if I would like to have the broadcast syndication rights to Funson. And that's where Funson came from on Feedback.
You're listening to a Funson Weekend.
What did you want Feedback to be originally, if not a comment line?
I didn't know. I didn't want to hang on being a comment line, but I was going to, go towards the joke-type line. Later on, the joke-type line turned into the stuff that I would have used for it was later branched into Zygott as I joined the Zygott gang and later wrote all the Zygott's material.
What did you like most about running Feedback?
What did I like most about running Feedback? What did I like most about running Feedback? It was different. That's a hard question to ask. Of course, we all know it's a... for anyone who runs a telephone entertainment line, it's an ego trip. And the fact that, hey, here's your own little stage, get up onto it and perform. You have the power here to say what you want and control your own little corner of the world. You don't have that much power, but it was just something to get off on.
What have you liked least about running Feedback?
Least about running Feedback? Least about running Feedback. Well, at first, I guess it was the time that it took to put into the tapes and into the production, which really would get rid of most lines to come, the frustration and the time it took, and really people would get tired of running phone lines, and that's why a lot of them wouldn't last long. But I overcame that by just changing my schedule around, only devoting one night a week to make a tape, and just forget about it was in the regular week. Right now, today, I mean, I will call entertainment lines. I generally do that at night sometime, but I don't make it a habit to hang around on the phone all day. You know, I think that people who sit on the phone all day and do nothing but sit on the phone all day, or that's sick to me. It just is really sick. I mean, that's all you can do with your life. So, you know, I have other activities and things outside of the phone. The phone line and feedback is just a separate activity which keeps me busy and going on when I have nothing else to do. And I don't devote that much time to it as I used to when I first brought it up, because it's not the main thing in my life, and it's not a big thing. So it's just there as a hobby, and that's it.
What's the future of feedback?
That I don't look to. I don't look to the future of feedback. I never thought I'd last 1 year. I didn't think I'd last 2 years. And now I'm up on the third year, and I don't project as far as how long it's going to last, because I take it one day at a time. And right now, you see, I'm the type that if I said, oh, I don't want to do this anymore, and disconnected it tomorrow, then, you know, a week later I'd want to do it again. And, well, we know other people have done that before in phones. So when I don't want to run it anymore, I know I will know that feeling. And when I get that feeling, whether it be tomorrow or when I'm 85, God help me, you know, because then I'll be bald and I'll be like Brené, and, you know, no one wants to be like Brené, then, you know, I'll know when to disconnect it. Well, above and beyond the fact that we had an extended fun phone weekend, we're down for a day, and of course the 714 got disconnected and reconnected, and the fact that J. Edgar screamed his guts out on KROQ last week, above and beyond all of that, we're back here on Feedback. Ready for this?
I'm ready.
Yeah, a telephone number which provides 24 hours recorded telephone entertainment for Southern California. Feedback is entirely a public service and is in no way a business, and has been identified as such by Pacific Telephone. Feedback is privately operated and privately financed. No collect calls, no third-party billing charges are accepted on this number. Our mailing address is P.O. Box, Sun Valley, California, 91352. To participate on Feedback, leave your comment for public playback by calling area code 213-9899.
Thank you, Steve. This is Position 69, Feedback, Southern California. It's here, the Blue Line Feedback Letter of News. For your free copy, send your name and mailing address to Post Office Box, Sun Valley, California, 91352. And now today's recording, in progress.
Okay, this is Mr. Outwatch.
This is Dave Cruder.
Hi, my name's Charles.
Michael Hollywood here.
This is Uncle Frankie.
This is Roy Hillside.
Hi, this is Bill and Bert Grove.
Hello, everyone. This is Mr. Ziggy.
This is a former Van Nuys cruiser.
This is the Watch Tower. This is Ron Taylor Park.
Hello, buddy. This is the Pima Park Villain here.
From the York City.
Hello, this is the Shadow of Encino.
This is Al Bernay. What do you mean I don't exist?
This is Dave of Culver City.
Hi, this is Banana.
This is Tony and Feedback Cruiser number 3.
Hi, this is Al Bernay. Find out how I do it.
This is Dennis Dennis.
I got it.
This is Diego.
Hello, this is Diane Encino.
Oh, hi, everyone. This is Steve Bloomfly.
This is Larry New Jersey.
This is Country Lenore.
This is Feedback.
Zygott was formed. Zygott was run by Joe, who later ran the Link.
Worked with Zygott and for Zygott on the staff. It was one of the electronics people, and I worked on the 956 machine. It had a very good amplifier that Joe built. But Joe built that in an evening. It was originally built for somebody who knew something about electronics, and it ended up at Kelly's house. And Kelly's a nice person and everything, but some of his electronics, he was never trained formally in electronics, so he didn't know what to do with the machine when it broke down. And I spent
a good 12 hours of time working on that machine, keeping it going over a few months until it was finally retired to Joe's garage. Has never seen the light of day again or the light of the phone line again. But Zygut's material has been great. The people at Zygut have been great. It's a very, very well-organized group of people. Some of the disciplines that have been laid down, especially lately, have not been all that strong. And it should be, tightened up so that the better production schedule can be met.
That, for instance, is probably the only syndicated joke line in this country. With a new one coming every time. And for something that I don't even know if it's really a business or not, it's got very creative tape, but then, Brian does a lot of that work, too. Zygut has got to be the most, now, sophisticated line that doesn't go through a lot of production to put it together.
I don't play as active a part in the material production as I did at one time, but I'm always a lot, always pleased with, the material that does come out. I like to hear the tapes once they're on the line, hear the machines work properly, and hear the people's response after they listen to the tape and see that they're happy. That's a good feeling.
Well, this is Steve from Zygut. Today, it's my job to entertain you by turning my face inside out.
Certainly.
I'll be using a technique I learned many years ago from a late swami who was, at one time, able to remove his kneecap, tie his toes into a perfect granny knot, tie his granny into a perfect toe knot, and make his eyelids explode.
When are you going to quit fooling around with these nuts?
When I was about 12, I wanted to start a joke line, as a lot of people do, especially now. And I said, okay, well, what the heck. So I started playing with different machine designs, and at that time, that was the major consideration. And I came up with a machine design that wasn't bad, and it worked. And I started playing comedy albums, the usual thing that a lot of people do go through. And people would come over, and they'd help me record material. So we finally got some material put together. And that progressed a little further, and Brian got with us, started coming up with material. His material was really good. It grew, it got better.
Meanwhile, in New York, there were many lines under the 999 prefix run by the New York Telephone Company. Among the lines were Sports Line, the Big Apple Report, the Dow Jones Report, Dial-A-Plant, then under 936 prefix, they had Dial-Trivia, Dial-A-Story, Dial-A-Joke, and Sports Line. They also had the traditional Dial-A-Prayer and the infamous Gene Dixon Horoscope. The history of telephone entertainment continues in the next tape.